Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bobby Wonder Show, starring me, Grabstack, and my best friend, Bobby Wonder. Hoo-wee, we've been having quite a time lately. We got to tour the Banana Castle. Well, that is before it peeled apart and collapsed. Talk about a banana split. Luckily, I got some parting gifts in the form of fried bananas. Yum, yum, yummy in my tummy. Today it sure is hot. The sun is bright and shining directly into my eyes. Where are my sunglasses? Must have left them in my bank vault. Anywho, on such a hot day like today, I think the beach is a perfect place to be. And I'm sure Bobby Wonder would agree. Let's go tell him that today is a beach day. Come on! Bobby Wonder! I say, Bobby Wonder, are you awake?
I'm awake. I definitely wasn't napping.
How can you nap when it's this hot and sunny outside? I could never. For me to nap, I need many things. The exact right body pillow, a light breeze, 3 ice cream waffle sandwich desserts, a sound machine playing the noises of a bubbling brook, and a sleep mask to block all the light out. Plus a cucumber facial mask for my beauty and also for a snack.
Well, I don't need any of that. Guess I just love napping too much. It's hard being a superhero alien boy. Now, shall I get back to napping?
Or should you get your swim trunks on? It's the perfect day to go to the beach!
You're actually right, Grabstack. It's sunny and hot and feels ideal to go down to Pflugerville Beach and enjoy the sand, the waves, the ocean.
I know I'm right. Duh. Now let's go. I've already packed a whole bag of supplies. Towels, popsicles, chips, sunscreen, more popsicles, another towel, 2 more popsicles, and some extra chips. I have it all.
Then all we need to do is fly there.
I was thinking we could walk. Oh, Bobby Wonder! The beach is just a 5-minute walk away.
But it's more fun to fly. Don't worry, I won't crash. Oh, no, wait.
Well, at least that crash was in the ocean water, so it didn't hurt as much.
The water broke my landing.
Radio! Yay! Beach day!
Oh, look, there's Lucy Wow, Kapow, and Lenore. Looks like she's working on some new invention.
Bobby Wonder! Grabstack! Perfect! I was hoping you'd make your way down to the beach today.
Saltwater sun sand sandwich.
You thought it was a perfect beach day too, huh, Lenore? Isn't it, though?
So what's this you're working on, Lucy?
It's a dirigible! And with that, I'm finished!
Wow, that's very cool, but, what's a dirigible?
A dirigible is an airship that can be directed or steered. Okay, so then why does it look like a giant frog submarine?
This dirigible is amphibious.
Right. And what's amphibious mean?
Ribbit, hop, fly.
This dirigible, which I'm affectionately calling Froggy, can fly in the sky, float in the water, dive undersea, and drive along the shore. It does it all.
Plus, we painted it green for special frog pizzazz.
That's amazing, Lucy Wow. You've really outdone yourself this time.
I know. It felt like a beach day was the perfect time to unveil Froggy. Want to take him for a spin?
Yes.
Hey, Lucy, is that glass bottle clinking against your your froggy part of the design?
No, that looks like a bottle that just washed up on the shore.
Hey, look, there's a message in that bottle.
Message in a bottle? How fun! Grab it, Bobby. Let's see what it says.
The message says, help me.
help me.
That sounds worrying.
Danger, stranger, bottle anger.
Someone could be hurt or in trouble. We have to find out where this bottle came from.
But I haven't even set our beach towels down yet. Don't you want a suntan for a second?
I can't suntan because A, my Florpian skin will burn, and B, if I know someone needs saving, I can't just lay around.
Spoken like a true hero and my best friend. Okay, so how do we track where this bottle came from? The ocean is a vast and very blue place.
I know how. Froggy has very special and specific controls. If we're able to track the ocean currents back, we could see where the bottle first originated from.
Froggy can do all that?
Froggy has all the latest technology. Oh yeah, but does he have a panini grill and ice cream maker? Actually, yeah, he does. He does?
Of course Froggy does. How else do you expect me to impress you, Grabstack? There is also an air fryer, a donut making machine, and a whole fully stocked pantry.
Lucy, wow! You are my favorite.
I know. Now, let's get into Froggy and find whoever sent that message.
Usually, I don't like going into small enclosed spaces, but when I heard there's a panini grill, I'm in. Wow, it sure is roomy in here. Is that a couch? A chaise lounge chair? Lucy wanted Froggy to have all the comfort of a nap in bubble room.
Well, I love it here.
Of course you do, Nap King.
Follow me to the helm. That's where the controls are. And here we are.
There are so many buttons, switches, and knobs in here.
Yeah, I know. I went a little overboard with how many functions little Froggy can do. What am I looking for again?
So many flashing lights. I just want to push one. Ow! Lenore?
No touchy-touchy, Grabstucky.
Yes, please don't touch any buttons, especially not the big red one.
What's the big red button do?
I forgot. That's why I don't want anyone to touch it.
You forgot? How could you forget?
There was a lot going on. Look, it either dispenses a warm snickerdoodle cookie, or, you know, self-destructs the entire dirigible. So just steer clear.
Hear that, Grabstack? Don't touch the big red button.
A 50-50 chance of a warm snickerdoodle cookie seems worth the risk. But fine.
Now, these controls can help analyze the water streams of the ocean. Based on where we found the bottle, it came along this current here, which joins up with this bigger, deeper current here. So, if we travel along this current, it should lead us in the right direction, straight to whoever sent this message in a bottle.
Sounds right to me.
Are we ready to go?
Let's go. Time for an adventure.
And away we go!
Ooh-wee! This is thrilling. Look at all the sea life we're passing by. Was that an octopus? Did you see that, Bobby?
Yes, I did, Grabstack. I didn't know there was a coral reef so close to Pflugerville Beach.
This is nice, but it'd be even nicer with a panini. Kapow, wanna point me in the direction of the panini grill?
Wait a second. What's the giant dark mass up ahead?
That doesn't sound too good.
I'm not sure, but it's heading straight for us.
Wait, I didn't even get to use the panini grill yet.
I think it's a...
walrus.
A walrus? This is why we should have stayed on the beach.
It'll be okay. I'm sure he won't harm us.
Ah! Well, looks like an angry walrus is headed straight for us. I knew he should have just suntanned on the beach. Every adventure of ours always ends in chaos. While I try not to panic about this incoming, very tusky-looking walrus, why don't you all take a break? Maybe when you come back, I'll be happily eating a panini on the beach.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're back, and we're still being pursued by a very angry, very tusky walrus. I always thought walruses were calm creatures, but this one certainly seems upset. And I'm still waiting on a panini! Ugh, my life is so tragic. Let's see if Lucy Wow figured out how to get us away from this irritated sea mammal.
That walrus sure is getting closer.
That knob did it! The Turbo Deluxe engines have kicked on! Now Froggy can really leap away.
Was that the sound of the Turbo Deluxe engines turning on? No, that was the sound of the Turbo Deluxe engines failing and turning off. Wonderful.
Froggy, hop no more.
I think I turned the wrong knob. There are too many in here. Why did I make so many buttons?
Walrus, incoming!
We can talk to this walrus, figure out why he's so mad.
Maybe he just wants a panini? Or is that me?
Why are you swimming away from me, giant frog? I need your help.
Well, we're not actually a giant frog. We're just in a dirigible that was constructed to look like one.
You mean you're not a giant frog?
No, we're definitely not.
I was hoping you were a giant frog because I need your help. My name is Chester, and I'm a walrus. See my tusks?
Yeah, we got that. You didn't happen to put a message in a glass bottle and send it along the jet stream?
No, I didn't do that.
Great. So you're just some other sea creature who needs our help then.
What do you need help with, Chester?
My favorite yo-yo was stolen.
A yo-yo?
Yes, a yo-yo. It was my favorite toy. I play with it all the time, throwing it and spinning it between my tusks. I was showing off some of my new moves to some of my new friends when Jonesy stole it from my pile of bones and stuff.
Who's Jonesy?
Jonesy is a beluga whale who thinks she's super cool because she has really good hearing. I think she's just jealous of my tusks.
Did you see Jonesy take the yo-yo?
No, but I know it was her. My friend Billy the Stingray told me he saw her playing with a yo-yo in the Whale Harbor.
Whale Harbor? That sounds like a place I don't want to go.
It's where all different whale species go to play and perform karaoke. But I didn't want to go and confront her alone. Even though you aren't a giant frog, I could use your support.
We'll help you, Chester. No one should take other people's things.
Okay, Bobby, but do you really want to go hang out in a harbor filled with whales? I'm a very tiny alien. Whales, they're big.
You'll be fine, Grabstack. Just stay inside Froggy.
Follow me. I'll lead us to the whale harbor.
We'll be right behind you, Chester.
I could really use a panini to calm my nerves, but there isn't any time.
It's just past this cove.
Is that whale singing happy birthday?
Oh yeah, it's Carl's birthday. Look, there's Jonesy, and she has my yo-yo.
There sure are a lot of whales, and they're very, very large.
There sure are. I see humpbacks, orcas, narwhals with their giant spirals, belugas, and look, there's the ever-large blue whale. He's massive.
My eyes are closed.
Don't be afraid, Grabstack.
Jonesy, give me back my yo-yo.
Oh, hi, Chester. What are you doing here? This is the whale harbor, and walruses are not whales.
Give him back his yo-yo, Jonesy.
What is this giant frog doing giving out orders?
I'm not a giant frog. I'm a human being, and this is a dirigible.
Huh?
It's too hard to explain. Just give back the yo-yo.
Chester wasn't using it. Plus, he was going to break the string with his ugly tusks, and I can handle it much better. See, my whale friends approve.
But that yo-yo isn't yours. It's Chester's, so give it back.
Or what?
Well, we will take it back.
I don't think you'll be able to take it back from me. I don't know if you know, but I have really good hearing and... What? Hey, where did the yo-yo go?
All you big old whales never seem to worry about the little guy. Here's your yo-yo, Chester.
How did you do that, Grabstack?
Simple. While you were all arguing, little old me swam out, grabbed the yo-yo off her fin, and brought it back over here. You probably thought I was just a stray piece of seaweed or kelp. It pays to be little. Also, you might want to get your hearing checked. It's not as good as you say.
But, oh fine. Take your yo-yo back. It wasn't even that fun. I couldn't even do the walk the dog trick. Oh, come on, whaleys.
Thank you all so much for helping me get my yo-yo back. I was worried because the annual Ocean Creature Talent Competition is coming up, and I don't know what I would do without my yo-yo.
Gasp! A talent show, eh? No, Grabstack, no. Focus. You gotta be focused. I am so happy to help. I'm just a little alien in a vast blue ocean doing what I can to get a panini. About that grill, wanna fire it up, kapow? Sure thing, Grabstack.
Is there anything I can do to repay the favor?
Do you know where this ocean current leads?
That one? Why, that's the Radiant Central Current. It heads right out to the middle of the ocean. There are treacherous waters out there and lots of storms. Be careful if you head that way. Okay, I need to go practice my yo-yoing. Bye!
Did he say treacherous waters and lots of storms?
He sure did.
Thought so. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Cool.
Well, there's no turning back now.
Lucy is right. We have to save whoever wrote this message. They could have been shipwrecked and stranded on a deserted island.
I saved the day once already today. I'm tired, but sure, let's go. Kapow, you got that panini yet?
Guys, hate to break it to you, but another large dark figure has appeared on our radar, and it's headed right for us.
Not again.
Is that a shark? Or an octopus? Or a giant squid?
Those turbo deluxe engines working yet? Why are adventures in the ocean always starting with a large unidentified creature heading towards you while your engines aren't working? Hoo-wee! This creature looks vaguely familiar, but I am not ready for another chase. I can only be the best sidekick so many times. We've got to find whoever sent the message in the bottle and help them out. Our ocean journey has only just begun. If you enjoyed today's podcast, you can find others just like it by searching Goo Kid Goo wherever you get your podcasts. The things we get up to on this podcast network. Whew! See y'all next time. Now, kapow, I'm serious. Where's my panini? Kapow! Don't you walk away from me, old kapow. I want that panini. I want it pressed and warm. I want the cheese oozing out the sides. I can almost taste it. Kapow? Where's my panini?
Do you love time machines, musicals, and jokes? Of course you do. That's why Story Pirates creator Danny Teeger made a brand new podcast called Musical Time Machine. Who says you can't have a dance party while learning about diverse trailblazers, from Abraham Lincoln and Harriet Tubman to George Washington Carver and Thomas Edison? Search for Musical Time Machine on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to join the fun.